Well, we got a special guest joining us here on the Outdoor Show, and I do mean special today because how the heck we got Captain Aaron in the studio? How about that? Captain Aaron from Big Orange Charters, how you doing, bud?
Hey, good. How about you?
I'm sure you'd rather be out on the water. I'm doing good, but this is one of the challenges of being a charter boat captain and a business owner. You know, you get blown off by the weather once in a while.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And it's pretty bad off the tip of the Garden Peninsula, I see, too, looking at the forecast.
Yeah, it's a pretty tough ball game when you got to revolve your world around Mother Nature.
So tell me about the weather that you just came from, because you had a pretty good weekend up until Sunday, right?
Yeah, I was doing good. The weather was good, and yesterday morning was a pretty rough trip.
You did go out yesterday morning?
Yep, yeah, I did do a trip yesterday morning.
How many clients do you have on the boat?
There was just two.
And did you guys all get kind of beat up a little bit in those waves?
Yeah, it was beating us up a little bit.
So tell me a little bit about, you know, when you're out there on the water in rough water, you know, fairly, there was like 2 to 3 footers yesterday, right?
Oh, easy. Yeah. Probably three with some occasional fours even.
That changes how you fish.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
What do you do differently than when you got calm water?
Well, you know, the biggest thing is trying to get your speed right. That's the tough thing, you know. If you go with them, it has a tendency to push you a little faster, you know, when you come down the waves. And that's the biggest thing is dialing it in, getting your speed right. That's where a probe, you know, like a fish hawk, what I run, that's where it really shines, stuff like that.
Because it tells you exactly what's going on, where your baits are.
Yep.
The speed, you know, if you've got this big surge, if you're going too slow, obviously, you know, you're looking for that 2.8, roughly 3 miles an hour at the ball.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right, well, tell us a little bit about, let's not talk about the bad news with the weather and whatnot. Let's talk about what you were doing, because it's prime time right now. This is prime time for Fairport salmon fishing, right?
Yes, it is.
And as soon as this weather breaks again, I'm sure you'll be right back at it.
Oh, yeah.
So tell us what the last thing you saw this, you know, Saturday, basically, was your last really good day, right?
Yep.
What was working?
Cool. Be honest with you, everything was working.
That's what John told me on Lake Superior that day, too.
Yeah.
He said it didn't matter what you ran, everything was working.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the divers are really going that day. I was running spin doctors with the moonshine spinny flies behind them, and those things, you couldn't keep them in the water.
Really?
Yeah, the carbon 14 behind the carbon 14 spin doctor, and then it was a blue smoothie behind a all-white glow spin doctor. And those things, anywhere from, you know, in the primetime hours, I've been running them out like 75 to 80. And
okay.
And then, you know, I put one out 90-some and then put another one out 111, 115, 121, you know. And you don't have to put them out that far. A lot of people, I think, they're making the mistake by putting them, you know, out 150, 200. And
too far behind.
Yep.
Okay. And we'll get back into this conversation with Captain Aaron in our next outdoor report later this hour and get more into the leads as well as more into the detail of the fishing off the tip of the Garden Peninsula on Lake Michigan for salmon, steelhead. You even got a brown the other day and a rogue walleye once in a while as well. So stay tuned for part 2, our next outdoor report later this hour. This is The Outdoor Show.